Middle of the Shabbos, Reish Tzadik Vav, on Daf Ayin Aleph Men Aleph, come with the Havdalah on wine, Siv Beis. Says Mechaber, Im Avdilin Ala Pas, you don't make Havdalah on bread, Aval Ala Sheikhar Mavdilin, but on beer, you can make Havdalah. Im Ocham Armadina, if it is the beverage of choice in that country. We're doing the Shar Mashkin, same thing as for other beverages, Chutz in the Mayim, except for water. Agar says Rama, but Tev Yisrael lahav la kais pogim shel yain, it's better to make Abdullah on the fish a cup of wine, ni ha-sheikha then ha-beer, says Abu Jaham. V'nog lahav la matzah Pesach ha-sheikha, the custom is to make Abdullah after Pesach on beer, but lo yain, not on wine, mishum dechav ala, because it's dear to the person, because it's, you finally have the opportunity for chametz. Says the Mechaber further, v'yamtav shechol yis b'matzah Shabbos, and v'yamtav falls out on matzah Shabbos, just for Kiddush, where there's Kiddush, shu nema la-pas, which that could be said on bread, because it's Kiddush. Yes, some say Agaba Kiddush, that through the fact that there's Kiddush, Mabdina can begin no love, then you can make Abdullah on the bread also. Yes, some say she is a tablum at Kiddush, but Abdullah Shneim al Sheikha, better to say the Kiddush and Abdullah both on beer. Hagos says Ramah, Basvar, Rishon, the Iker, the first logic is primary, that rather make it on the bread and not on the beer. Says Mishabur Siv Cotton Zain, you cannot make Abdullah al Pas on bread. And that's not similar to Kiddush, which you could make on bread. Because the Shani Kiddush is different from Makam Suda, because it's in place of a meal. But Indian that Tzarech LeKiddush is never something related to the, what you need for the Kiddush. So then you can make it on bread. Meshach and Avdala, which is not the case by Avdala, if it's not appropriate to make it on bread. Sif Kat and Ches. But Allah Sheikh and Abdil, on beer, you could make Avdala. Imein Liyain, if it does not have wine. But Yesh Liyain, if he has wine, Ukai Machal Mashkin says, Erzru, it comes before all other beverages. Chazal, if Ligam can create a mitzvah, Chazal, We're elaborated very much on the greatness of the mitzvah. And they say, I'm Abdullah Yain. So makes Abdullah on wine. Or Shemeyah Machem Shem Abdullah. Or here's some others that make Abdullah. Kaddish Bohu Kadeh Kaddish. Hashem calls him holy. But he says, Segula makes him a treasure. Shemeyah, like he said, but Yisrael, Segula, Mugalam, you should be for me a treasure from all the nations. Well, even it says, but Abdullah Eskim Na'amim, I will separate you from all the nations, says the Torah, which you see, the concept of Abdullah is related to Segula. Siv Kantas. Now you can make Abdullah on beer if it's Chamar Medina. If it's the beverage of that country, what exactly is Chamar Medina? Which there in Dershah 13, there he writes that a beer is not considered Chamar Medina only if there's no wine that's found in all the city, and the primary drink of the people of the city is beer and the beer halacha. But there brings the opinion of the Rambam regarding Abdullah that even if there is wine that's found in the city, however, if the drinking of all the people of the Medina is from beer, so then beer would have the halacha of Chamar Medina. Says Mishnah further, he says the Mashka cause of this that he writes, Huad in the Shar Mashkin, that the Mechaber writes, the same thing is for other beverages. I knew that is Mashkin Shurgin Lushtai, so that beverages that you normally drink. A Mashkin Shurgin Lepesah, but beverages that they used to on Pesach, Kamehame Lakarich, which is this beverage that's made from this vegetation called Shush. In the Chamar Medina, that is not Chamar Medina, Kimish Emergin Lushtai, because they don't usually drink it all year round. But the Kokoitzim is anything that's similar like this. A fillet made vash, even honey water. Lo yehav chamar medina, that's not considered chamar medina. El medina is regular shleis, and the only country that they normally drink it. And welcome chain shleis, nice and el perakim, but places that they don't drink it only, but at intervals. Lo yehav chamar medina, that's not chamar medina. But gar mesheicha, it's worse than beer. Vayain sarf regarding schnapps, ain kedai lahavdo. So that's not, it's not really worth it to make Abdullah on the hakas of Margar Bram, the kais Abdullah, the cup of Abdullah, rogel mavle shleis say kulay. That the norm is that the one makes Abdullah drinks the whole thing. And the family members don't drink from it. Behind Sarf, Kosh Lakaim, and a cup of scotch, a whole cup of Abdullah, it's hard to do this. But if it doesn't have any other beverage, then you could make Abdullah on it. But at least you should be careful a little bit to drink from it, a cheekful. So Rebbe's, which is the majority of Rebbe's, Vimla, but if not, Loyotz is not fulfilling his obligation. On milk and on oil, at least in the Mishabura's times, it's not the norm to drink it as a beverage, therefore it would not be valid. So he said, all types of beverages, as long as Chamar Medina, you can make Abdullah on it, except for water. Now, often, let's say most of the people of that country drink water. Doesn't make a difference because it's not significant. Val kvas, which is a Russian fermented beverage, ubarsht, which is also some type of fermented vegetable. Muchach mitaz, besimikov peibez, ve'el yabisham, tapishas atzchakim, and even in the present situation, you cannot make havdalah on, Because even though the populace, they drink it, they're not significant. It's like water. That quotes the pin of Marshal to be leaning in the present situation. And Dafka because it's a Muslim. That's for a cup of benching. Because no ketun of a bracha in vain. You can make a whatever bracha it is after benching. Which is not the case by Abdullah. One should not even do b'shas tzchak. And b'chayy odim kasab. God writes to b'shas tzchak in the present situation. Yes, la havdol maski kvas. You should make Abdullah on this kvas beverage. But lo yidati tama. I don't know his reason. Ulamar, maybe he's talking about b'shinasa maski chashav when it was made into a distinguished beverage. Came maski shecha like the beverage of beer. Becomes a dafka. This would also be specifically ikushtias ha'amoyin if the primary drinking of the populace from maski aziz from this beverage. Because if not, we'll have a Medina. It's not a provincial beverage. Simkat Yud Aleph. The Ramah said that b'tev yesav b'chulu, it's better to make Abdullah on the kais pagam of wine than on beer. The Magen Avraham mitzadid. The Magen Avraham is inclined. The Malkum Shasheich of Chamar Medina. The place where beer is the Chamar Medina. Yesh lemi. You could say the other mekais yain pagam is better than a fisher cup of wine. The Rishar Tzinois Yud Gimel says El Yiraba and the Tei Shabbos they reject his proofs. So it's logical that they would be the equivalent. Says the Mishmur further, he says, because of Gamkin, the din of Mahu, the halach of the Ramah is Davka, Shashikh in the Chama Medina. Beer is not Chama Medina. But if it is, then you could say it's better than the Kais Pogram of wine. Ramah continued, he says, Sibkon Yud Beit, Benogul Havdul, the custom is to make Abdul Matzah Pesach on beer. Now, Bedavka Makam Shashikh or Chama Medina, obviously only in the place where beer is Chama Medina. Albert it's Ashkenaz, but in Germany, Chama Medina, where it's not Chama Medina, Lemahani Mashru Chashiv. It's not effective. It doesn't help that it's dear because you didn't have chametz. What's love the love, and you cannot make abdal on it. Simkot Yud Gimel. But the reason why they would was because it was the chavah love. Why? Shalei shaso koy mei pesach, because you couldn't have beer all the days of Pesach. Simkot Yud Dal. The mechaber said that yom tov that's on Matzah Shabbos that you have kiddush, which is said on the bread. Some say that through the kiddush. So if Kotin Yudal Mavdil and Gamkin, you could also make Havdalah on the bread. Which is what it means to say is after Baal Meim Mavdil not passed, even though generally you can make Havdalah on bread, like we said before, Hachag of Kiddush. But here, since it's with the Kiddush, Shu'ik, which that's the primary, I'm Kala Yaknaz, Alapaz, you could say the whole Yaknaz, which has Havdalah in it, on the bread. But some say no. Better to make it on beer. The first logic is primary, that make it on the bread and not on the beer. Time is reason. Mishum the Habrishan, we look at men Rishayim hold. The Mekach al Shechri, you cannot make Kiddush on beer. Gidl El, but Simon Rishayim Bey, Siv Tess, I'm in trouble, look over there. The Kach Tov, Yus Las is called Yaknaz al Paz. Better make the whole Yaknaz with the Abdullah on the bread. Kabakam Nira, however, it appears, the Vizay Dakhti Katachila, but in this case, one should try to initially a look after Lachapas Achayayin to find wine. A Filim Apas Chavala Yes Mayayin, even though bread is more dear than the wine. And even if you'll hold that, generally you can make kiddush on that because the Kamagidil Rishayim Sabra, because many great ones of the Rishayim, they hold the Inner Mem Abdul Apas. You don't make Abdul on bread. I feel a Matzah Shavu Shu Yomtib, even in such a situation that it's Yomtib. V'ach, and lo Yom Tziyam, but if you don't find wine, then okay, Hapas of the Mashiach, then bread's going to be better than beer, which the Shara Tziyan Ois Tezvav brings. Akavam Mekitchila, for sure, there's a mitzvah to be redacted to try to get wine. The Vimaskal and Mechamar Medina, Rabbi Alocha says on the words of the Mechaber that you don't make Abdullah on bread, but on beer you do if it's Chamar Medina. And it says that even according to the opinion of the Pleiskim that are stringent in Simrishayim Bey, Siv Tess regarding Kiddush, regarding Abdullah, everyone agrees that you can make Abdullah on Chamar Medina. It's written in the Gemara explicitly that Amemar made Abdullah on Shichra on beer because it was Chamar Medina. Now it sounds like from the Ramah and Simukot Pei Bey, Siv Bey's Nagah, that in the place where wine is found, even though it's expensive, that's called matzu, that's available. And then you should make Abdullah on wine. It's not permitted, but only because it's not possible to buy wine for the whole Suda to make a bracha on it. However, if beer is more dear and more than the wine, you can make Abdullah on the beer, like the Ramah brings later on. Now, the Prima Gondim writes in Simrish Tzadik Tes that those that are careful from drinking beer because of Chadash, because of the new grain, says that Tzarech In, when he does not have wine, only beer, how should he make Abdullah and make a bracha on it? Because according to him, it's forbidden. How can make a bracha on it and give it to others to drink? So therefore you should hear the Abdullah from others at Kandavar. That's his words. Now it says the Ralocha, according to Muhammad's understanding, also by this Tzarkin. Because if he's concerned for himself that this case is a case of Isser, if that's the case, how is he being Yaitse, his Abdullah, would someone else make a bracha on it? Unless if he was Mekabah on him just as a hearer's Bateris of Chumrah, not Bateris Isser, because we held that it's Isser,
then the Be'er Halacha understands that it shouldn't even work the chlal from the Yetzim to someone else's Havdalah.
Some of the Dirish was Dirish number 11. So he said that you can make Havdalah on beer if you don't have wine. That is, if you don't have wine in your house, even though you have wine somewhere else, as the Mishnah Berurah in Kaf Pei Beis, and that's how the Arizaru writes, that's the really the source of this halacha, that a person does not have to make Havdalah on wine, only if he has wine that's prepared. Dish number 12, in our times, that wine is really very plentiful, and people don't really drink other beverages like as an exchange for wine. The Pinyan Chazanish, Chaim Kineski brings it in his name, that there really is no beverage that's considered Chama Medina, even though wine is also not really the norm to drink. And that's the Pinyan Tzitzit Shulchan, that since wine is available, there really is no beverage that's considered Chama Medina. On the other hand, the Pinyan B'yashiv is that since in our times, we don't really bring wine to meals at all, and also it's very hard for people to drink wine, so according to all of them, even in a place where there is wine, there are other beverages that are considered Chama Medina. And he writes that that's the minig, and they rely on what the Be'er Halacha writes in Reish Ayin Beis, that depending on the Rambam regarding Abdullah, that if most of the people of that country drink beer, then beer is considered Chama Medina, even if wine is available. And that's a written Shubat Shubat Levi to say merit that for people that also in our times, the concept of Chama Medina is applicable, because today, the primary drinking is not from wine at all, not like in the times of Chazal, and therefore, you don't have this idea that wine is available to be a reason to not consider other mashkin as Chama Medina. And that's the mashmaris apaiskim that we bring later on Siv Kut and Yud. Dish number 13, this that he referenced, what's Chama Medina? So we spoke about that. Dish number 14, the mashkin called whiskey. Shmuel Zeral Tzin writes that it's not Chama Medina because it's not the norm to drink it. Dish number 15, even in places which they normally drink milk every single day like a beverage, the opinion of Shlomo Zalman is that the milk does not have halacha as Chama Medina because people don't drink it as a distinguished beverage. It's only because of health, and hence they would not have the status of Chama Medina. Dish number 16, regarding juices, that they're primarily water, Shabbos Yigas Mesher writes that they don't have halacha like Chama Medina because people don't drink them because of their significance, only to quench their thirst. And that's the opinion of Shlomo Zalman, Bel Yashiv, that these juices have a halacha like water because they're primarily water. On the other hand, Mishka El told that since the populace drink these juices, there is a suffix if they have a halacha like Chama Medina, like water, and even though all of them drink it, maybe it's not considered as Chama Medina. Now regarding orange juice and grape juice and berry juice, other berry juices, Pinchas Nish, is it possible that it's considered Chama Medina? Look over there that he did not rely on that lamaisa. Pilum B'yashiv is that these beverages are significant and they do have a halacha like Chama Medina. Now, regarding tea, the Ketzis HaShulchan, Chaim Noah writes that it's not Chama Medina because you don't bring it to the Suda in place of wine. And that's a bit of Chaim Gineski, and Shubhazik Ismaitre writes that even though the Ketchila wants you not make Abdal on tea, since you don't really drink it like for covet, for honor, it's only for thirst, but B'shazal Chad Gogol, in the great pressing situation, maybe you could be lenient regarding this. Now, regarding coffee, B'shazal Zama holds that as long as it's warm, it's considered Chama Medina, and which in Archas Halacha, they bring that, he says that it's enough with a temperature, warmth, that it's normal to honor someone with. And there's no difference between if it's a black coffee or instant coffee, or whether it's coffee with milk or coffee without milk, for those who normally drink it without milk, as Burton Shemir Shabbos Kalchas over there. Plenum of Yashiv is that if they bring it as an honor in Simchas and similar types of things, then it's considered Chama Medina. Other than Chama Gineski holds, that coffee is not considered as Chama Medina. Plenum of Rizkarel says that on black coffee you could discuss, but coffee with milk for sure is not considered Chama Medina. In a pressing situation, that there's no wine or grape juice available, maybe convenient, but however without milk. Now regarding white beer, Rizkarel holds that even though in Chutz La'aretz that was considered as Chama Medina, and at one time it was considered also like that in Eretz Yisrael, and that's as Chaznish instructed in his time, but later Chaznish retracted because in the place where wine is common, a beer does not have halacha Chama Medina. And also Rabbi Nisgrelitz adds on about it that today it's not really common that people should drink that beverage at Simchas, only a little bit. However, in Shas Atzchak, that is when there's no wine or grape juice, maybe Galim regarding this. On the other hand, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman holds that white beer is considered Chama Medina, that's what Shubhaz Al-Tzin writes, that's the opinion of Scheinberg, that beer is considered Chama Medina. Regarding black beer, Chaznish holds that it's not considered Chama Medina, Rabbi Nisgrelitz explains, because it's not a distinguished beverage, because it's mixed in it sweet water. Shlomo Zalman holds that even though the Ketchila one should not make Havdalah on black beer, but the Evan, it's also considered as Chama Medina. Now regarding soda, Shubhaz Samschaim, Rabbi Chaim Zonnefeld writes that they're not considered Chama Medina, and that's what's written in Shubhaz Yigas Maisha. Dish number 17, what you see from the words of Mishnah Berurah, that if the primary drinking of the populace is from this beverage, that even though that this beverage does not cause intoxication, however, if the primary drink of the populace is from it, it's considered Chama Medina. That's the opinion of Shlomo Zalman also. Dish number 18, The Sharatin said that these two different opinions are shkulin. Now, even though Til David proves like the opinion of the Magid Avraham, because the halacha being Mavdal on wine and not a Chamar Medina is only mitzvah in the Mufcha, which is not the case by Havdal and Kais Pogim, which is not permitted all Mishas Chag, Shuvah Shevalev explains that since it's us to be Mavdal on Shecher when there's wine, so they're both equal, because they're both not permitted only in the Shas Chag in a pressing situation. Here's your number 20. Says that explaining the chiddush in the words of the Be'al Halacha that you can make Abdullah on the beer, Shlomo Zalman holds that even though the words of Amar said regarding Abdullah Matzah Pesach at a time when for everyone there's a certain pleasure and chavivas from the beer, because it was forbidden in drinking beer all the days of Pesach, however the Be'al Halacha holds it's permitted to do that even when beer is not so chaviv, but just on an individual. Like he says in the Be'al Halacha, if Sheikh is Chabal of Yisman Yain, then he could also make Abdullah on the beer. Verse 29, at the end of that Be'al Halacha, that's maybe it's not a problem if the beer is Chadosh, if he didn't accept it just like as a Chomer, but not like Taras Isser. So they were going to make in the Erev, in a food item, that there's an Isser Chadosh and Chutz La'aretz. Mishbar writes in Shimpei Bab, that if he's not an Isser, because he's Cheshav, the opinion of Paisim, the Chadosh is awesome, and I didn't even Chutz La'aretz, then it's forbidden to have that Erev and to join it, because since this Michael Naf permitted for him to eat, but if he only doesn't eat because of Chomer only, then he would be permitted to have an Erev and be part of that Shiduv. And the proof of this, Shlomo Zalman brings in Shmir Shabbos, from the Halacha Alef Ne'iver, that just like most definitely permitted to give this wine to someone that's not Machman this, and there's no Alef Ne'iver, simply is regarding the Kibiyetzer with this wine, his Chivu Kiddush, he also brings a ra'ay from this that there's an obligation to answer Amen after whoever makes a bracha on such a wine.